9 innings, one shot at changing the game. We're not just hoping to bring Major League Baseball to Austin. We're fighting for it. And the rest of the league, the rest of the country, they're going to have to notice what's going on in Austin, Texas. Welcome, folks. This is On Deck Austin, a 9-inning series brought to you by the Austin Baseball Commission. We're building more than just a ballpark. We're building belief in our city, in our culture, in a club that could call this place home. This is our story and what it looks like before the first pitch. Whether you're listening live here in Austin, Texas, or you're tuning in around the country, grab your popcorn, find your seat, because whether you like it or not, it's time, folks. It's time for Austin to play ball. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jacob Neidig, your host here on Deck Austin. In inning one, we met the Austin Baseball Commission, the team responsible for the efforts trying to bring Major League Baseball to the capital city. Today, in episode two, we ask the big questions. Why Austin? What do the numbers say? Why now? And what does the city's growth tell us about its readiness for the big leagues? Grab your scorecard, because we're ready to dive into the data of what makes Austin such a great city. Let's start with the basics. Market size matters. Stadium scale matters. But momentum, trajectory, and growth, those are the factors that matter the most. The Austin metro area has 2.55 million residents currently. That's an 11% increase since 2020, fueled by roughly 267,000 new residents. From 2022 to 2023 alone, another 50,000 people have moved here. That's a 2.1% annual growth rate, one of the fastest in the nation. The data is clear when it comes to Austin's population. The city is growing, and it's doing really, really quickly. It doesn't take just data to tell the story, though. A simple drive around town tells you everything that you need to know. New housing, elaborate schools being built, and freshly paved roads line the city. And this growth, it places Austin as the 13th largest city in the country. Austin has the population to support a baseball team. And while this episode is solely focused on our great city here in the Lone Star State, the kicker is that it would be above the population size of current MLB teams. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Milwaukee all have smaller metro populations than Austin and yet have an MLB team. If you want to look at the other expansion teams, Salt Lake City metro area sits around 1.25 million, half of Austin. Nashville, it barely clears 2 million. Austin has the biggest market size, meaning the population needed to support and sustain an MLB team is already here. If market size and population are the only metric, Austin's leading the way and should already be in the big leagues. But as we all know, there's more than just the population size. Let's talk about the Austin economy. Having people is one thing. Having economic muscle is a totally separate thing. Now, according to Opportunity Austin, this metro area boasts the best performing economy among the top 50 U.S. metros over the past 5 years. Real GDP is up 39% since 2018. That's the biggest growth in the entire country. In 2023 alone, Austin was eighth nationally with 4.5% growth. Per capita GDP jumped 21.9% in 2023. That's double the U.S. metro average. And let's talk about unemployment. That's just 3.3% here in Austin, well below the national average. The numbers of the Austin economy paint a clear picture. Austin isn't just expanding, it's prospering. Corporate relocation, rising incomes, and a thriving tech ecosystem have turned Austin into a hub of business and economic opportunity. The city is a sponsorship magnet, and it's not a stretch to imagine some of these huge companies relocating here to play a big role in the Austin expansion dream. Whether it's Dell, Oracle, Tesla, or Apple, any of these companies might be lining up to buy suites, buy stadium ads, or even purchase the rights to a brand new stadium. Of course, numbers and economic growth don't sell tickets. They don't fill the seats. People do. A culture of sports is what it takes to put fans in the seats. Austin has just that. People in Austin prove that they show up. Let's start with Austin FC. 3 straight years of 95% season ticket renewals, meaning to get Austin FC tickets, you've got to find your way into this list because only 5% of people aren't renewing. Now, how long is that list? 26,000 people. Yep, you heard that right. 26,000 people are on the wait list to get Austin FC tickets. Every home game has been a sellout. And that's not a fluke. That's a sports culture. Let's talk about Formula One, the Dell Match Play, even the Moody Center. This city thrives on sports and live events. People sell out concerts, music venues, sporting events. It doesn't matter. Let's talk about South by Southwest, Austin City Limits, Texas football. Austin operates at a big league level when it comes to drawing crowds and creating spectacles. It's known worldwide as the live music capital of the world. Austin is a perfect city to combine culture, art, and sports together. Austin is a creative city with a long summer baseball season, a growing food scene, strong history in music, and community blend together for a perfect storm converging under the lights of a stadium for a professional baseball team. So we've blazed through a lot of data very quickly. We've talked about the growing GDP, the population boom, but I want to tie that into the personal experience that many Austinites have here. See, for those of you who maybe aren't around Central Texas, whether you're listening in Nashville or Salt Lake City trying to understand what you're going up against, whether you're at Commissioner Manfred's office in New York City and you want to learn a little bit about Austin, or if you're someone who's in and around the area but just doesn't necessarily travel in and around the downtown area, Austin is a wonderful city with people who want to build and be a part of community. There's a reason why Austin is one of the fastest growing cities. It's not just the food or the music or the social scene. It's the people. The people in Austin are one of a kind in this country. And sure, every single city probably would say the same thing. But the data of people moving here, of people visiting on weekend trips, backs up the idea that there's something special, there's something magical here in this city. Now, what that magic actually is tough to quantify. It's tough to explain in words. But a sports franchise is an opportunity for the people in Austin, and an opportunity that I think you would really be hard pressed to find someone who wouldn't see it as just that, an opportunity. People in Austin don't take things for granted, whether it's the AC on a long, hot summer day, or the music headliners that come for ACL. People in Austin know what it means to take advantage of opportunities. And this Major League Baseball team is just another example of that. So whether you're around Austin and you want to be able to come in for a baseball game, whether you're in Austin and ACL, South by Southwest, F1, and Texas football don't fill your plans enough, this team only adds to the Austin experience. Think about what would happen if there was a third downtown area. Right now we have the primary downtown. You know, you got some of the skyscrapers, you've got the water, you've got South Congress, you have 6th Street. You have a secondary downtown near the Domain. You've got restaurants, bars, the Q2 stadium, shopping, etc. What if we had another area where each of those was present? You could have concerts whenever MLB was in the offseason. You could have movie theaters, bars, restaurants, affordable housing, easy access for people that aren't in the downtown, and access for those who are. That is what the vision is. And so why Austin is because this city has a population that would make that third downtown thrive, right? The people in Austin know about what it means to put on a show week in and week out. The month of October is jam-packed. ACL Weekend 1, ACL Weekend 2, huge music festival. What does that jump into? Texas football the next weekend. Lastly, you have F1, right? Austin has tons of social events on the calendar. Why not add a baseball team to that? Why not allow Major League Baseball to capitalize off the momentum the city already has? Everybody benefits from Austin getting this team. And so many of the different puzzle pieces of the cities being chosen don't quite fit into the bigger, broader picture of U.S. growth, of economic opportunity, and MLB expansion. Austin isn't one of those places. Austin has all the pieces. Austin is and deserves its final spot. An MLB team in Austin wouldn't just be a sporting franchise. It would be another chapter in Austin's year-round festival of culture, creativity, and community. This city knows how to show up for big events and big teams. A professional baseball team would blend right into that culture. Sure, the state already has the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers, but Austin sits right in between, a growing, bustling region of its own. The distance from Houston and Dallas gives another team room to build a distinct identity and fan base without overlapping those markets. Put it all together, folks. The population boom, the economic strength, and a proven sports culture. Austin checks nearly every single box. We have the people, the fans, the culture, and this is a growing tourist city that would blend perfectly with a professional baseball season. So why now? For those of you that maybe aren't aware of this journey or the timeline, Professional Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred wants 32 teams before 2029. Austin's window is now, and if we miss it, we may not get another chance. This is the perfect intersection of civic growth and league opportunity. Central Texas is the largest region in the entire United States without a professional football, basketball, or baseball team. There's a blank spot on the map, and Austin sits right in the middle of it. The city isn't just a candidate. It's a statement of how far this country can go with the right people and culture. Austin is ready for the big leagues. Austin deserves a professional baseball team, and Austin will thrive when that eventually comes to fruition. That's it for inning two. From record-setting population growth to the strongest economy among America's 50 largest metros, and a culture that already knows how to fill a stadium, the numbers tell a clear story. Austin is ready. Next time, we dig into the sports history here in the city and why a professional baseball team is the logical next step for a sports crazy town. Until then, keep your eye on the ball and be sure to subscribe to our Facebook, Instagram, and Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. You don't want to miss the next episode of On Deck Austin, a local podcast sponsored by the Austin Baseball Commission and hosted by myself, Jacob Henry Neidig, telling you the story of how and why Austin deserves to be the next professional baseball home.